went to visit my son yesterday, Thursday, December 17th, along with my daughter-in-law, his wife, and my granddaughter, Hasti, who is 2 years old, almost 2 years old.
And during the visit, were you able to speak to your son freely?
Yes. When we go to visit, we go to a room, and actually we can sit together and talk. And, of course, we are not supposed to give news from outside, and he's not supposed to give us news about inside.
But even without getting sort of clear details about what is actually happening, when a mother sees her son, one gets an idea of how he's living through this. I mean, how is he?
Well, physically he looks okay. He keeps telling us that we shouldn't worry, and he does exercise, and he's fine. I want him home. I want him to come home. I want this ordeal to be over.
Do you know if he's being ill-treated?
I have no evidence of that, and he's not telling us. He says he's completely well-treated. Till yesterday, he joked about his glasses were broken, and it needs to be. We had to bring him, another pair of glasses. And we joked that, were you beaten up? That's why your glasses were broken? And he laughed and he said, no, I stepped on it and so forth.
Were you surprised by the severity of the sentence, 15 years?
Oh, yes, I am definitely surprised. Not only me, himself, Keon himself was surprised. We thought that he is going to be free in October. I came to Tehran on the first week in October. My granddaughter's birthday was October 17th. And we were sure, we strongly believed that he would be home by October 17th. And not only he didn't come home, the week after he was sentenced to 15 years. We were all shocked, and he was shocked. He could not believe it. His lawyer actually saw him yesterday from 11 a.m. to 12 to midday. We visited him at 1:30 in the afternoon. But the lawyer, Masoud Shafi'i, saw him in the morning. And the lawyer has published everywhere and telling us that there is no evidence in his file that, for such a sentence at all. He should be, he should be free.
The Iranian authorities say he was arrested at a protest.
That's not true. He was at home, 9 p.m. They were actually ready to go to a gathering, a family gathering. They were getting dressed to go to a family gathering, which they entered and arrested him at home in front of his wife and the child. He didn't participate in any of post-election demonstrations.
It's also being said that a judge had ordered his release on bail, but your son refused.
That is not true either. We had no idea. Before we got our own lawyers, we had no access to any information. Nobody would give us any information.